This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for this Friday afternoon. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible. Eric, thanks for being with us. We've had, you know, a lot of rainfall, and gosh, it's kind of warm out there and really sticky at the moment. Is that something that we'll have for a while?
You know, I wish we had the last 2 days back for about another 15 or 20 days, because when that drier and cooler air came in behind that cold front that kind of swept through a couple of days ago, it was downright pleasant. I mean, we had the house open for a few days and it was nice, but that is over. We've got quite a bit going on right now. So all that rain that we just had, which came to us over a spread of 5 or 6 days, you know, that makes us look like on the season we're very, very wet across what I would probably call the most productive ground in the country. Now, some folks did not get it. There are some drier pockets in Western Illinois. There's some drier pockets in parts of Iowa, parts of South Dakota, and parts of Indiana and Missouri, but they're small. So when I say pockets, I'm not talking about huge chunks of the state. So you're going to hear some folks, you know, basically say, man, we got so much rain, it's great. And other folks are like, we didn't get a drop. And that's going to be interesting to play out, you know, in the short term. So what do we have in the short term? Well, it's kind of neat. There was a tropical system named Bud. So this was once Hurricane Bud that's right now going right up through the western side of Mexico, and it's going to get into the Four Corners region before it goes up eventually, the remnants of it, into South Dakota. Now, why is that important? That keeps a pretty decently sized trough out west, way out west. And what that does for us is that makes the jet stream kind of snap up to a big tall ridge. And that ridge, it's going to get really hot. We're going to see temperatures on Saturday and Sunday climbing well into the 90s. We may even see something above 95 degrees on Sunday. But with open wide, the Gulf of Mexico is open wide, we're going to get a ton of moisture. And therefore, dew points in the 70s, high temperatures in the mid-90s, the atmosphere will pop somewhere. And we're going to get some storms that are going to come out of this. But can't pin them down at this point. But hot and humid weekend, it's going to feel gross. And but here's the thing. At this point in the season, that's not going to be too detrimental to the crop, such with all the moisture that's in the ground around here. So, but what it is going to do is it's going to help that corn crop just keep getting farther and farther ahead. We're right now, right here in central Illinois, maybe 300 growing degree day units ahead of average. So we're moving into pollination. And while I do see warm risks to finish the month of June, in fact, I don't see anything that would tell me that the end of June is going to be warm or cool, sorry. You know, the bigger picture here is we're going to be in pollination pretty soon. So there's a lot to think about in the short term, but hot and humid is the name of the game for the next 3 to 4 days.
On the longer term, are the models in agreement as to what July, August might look like?
Well, that's an interesting thing. So we use a lot of different modeling techniques. I'll tell you about the dynamical models first. So these are the ones that basically use a computer to simulate the weather. Every single one that I look at, we've got two from the Japanese, we have one from the Europeans, we have 8 in North America. Not a single one of them calls for cooler than average July and August for almost the entire United States. They're all picking up on a warmer pattern, a warmer summer this year. Now, warmer summers are not bad. It's just when you have the extreme heat at the wrong time, and we all know that. But what I want to talk about is what they're calling for in terms of precipitation. Some of those longer range models are picking up on dry risks in the central U.S. So think Great Plains and Western Corn Belt. At this point, not a single meteorologist that I know, that I talk to, and I talk to all of them, it seems like, has got July and August figured out just yet, which makes me think that things are going to continue to remain volatile with these weather predictions moving forward. So I would just say that this year, unlike the past years, at least has, at this point of the season, us looking out and saying, hey, there is a few things in place, like the dryness to our south, like the really wet conditions to our southeast, that may make us think that we're going to continue to ridge out the middle part of the country. And if that happens, unless there's thunderstorms, you know, we could be in trouble. But one thing's for sure, the Gulf has not closed up all season long, which means I would just expect to continue to get that moisture up in the middle part of the country. So long-winded answer, but that's the stuff I'm looking at right now.
Two other places on the planet I'd like you to check in on, the Black Sea and China.
Yeah, so starting the Black Sea. There, when I look over the last 30 days, they've been quite dry. In fact, I just watched an animation from satellite showing over the last 7 days, no organized weather systems went through there to bring any sort of sustained precipitation. So that region is dry, and their forecast has to stay dry for the next 10 days. They, just like we are here in the Midwest, are ahead on their crop, which means they're going to be moving toward pollination soon as well. And they're already struggling with some drought issues and also some heat. In China, we kind of got the opposite. I just watched an animation. They had 3 large weather systems that went through there in the last 7 days that brought plenty of precipitation. They're ahead on grading units as well, so they've been warm. But overall, I say that that's a far less stressed region than it is in the Black Sea. So we'll have to keep a close eye on the Black Sea in the coming months, because if I had to pick a spot globally that grows corn right now, that's the spot that I'd be most concerned about in the short term.
Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible.